Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once again. And this is why this video I'm saying requiescat in pace Silvio Berlusconi, il cavaliere, the knight as he was known. So he bestrode Italian politics for nigh on 30 years, the dominant force, thrice prime minister. At one stage he held the prime ministership for five continuous years. Nearly a record in post-war Italian politics, because Italian politics was notorious for its volatility. So he's born in Milan in 1936 to a petit bourgeois family. His father was a bank clerk and never rose terribly high. He was the eldest of three children, and his sister and brother were much younger than him, I think because his dad was away with the war for several years. So that was maybe the dominating experience of his childhood. Obviously, Italy was officially a fascist country till Berlusconi was seven. And then Milan was really almost the cockpit of a civil war with anti-fascist partisans fighting fanatical fascists who are still on Mussolini's side, and the German and other armies intervening. So Italy was a bit of a wreck when he's growing up, but he was known for his affability and his ebullience. Berlusconi, he didn't let them down. Admittedly, he was growing up in the second largest city in Italy, a city that was bifurcated, well, it was quite polarized because there were communists and there were fascists. It was really more or less the birthplace of fascism just after the First World War. And when he was around, the many people who'd been in that, as well as there'd been some fervent anti-fascists, and anarchism was not unknown. Dario Fo, take a bow. Anyway, he was a bright boy. He went to the University of Milan, where he read law. Though he graduated, he never actually qualified in the legal profession. And he was gifted with an exceptionally dulcet timbre. And so he was a professional singer on cruise ships. He didn't particularly pursue music as a career, though, a singing waiter just to make a bit more money. But he rapidly went into business and had his finger in many pies. So he married when he was 29, and he had two children with his first wife. Pretty soon his marriage broke down, but until the 70s, divorce was not allowed under the Italian law, though it was officially a secular state. There was a referendum in the 70s to permit a dissolution of marriage, and the Pope, he zealously campaigned for a no vote. Nevertheless, people voted yes, and the Pope took it as a calculated insult that Italy was going to allow people to end their marriages. Berlusconi, by this stage, he was in business and turning himself into a media mogul, setting up private television channels. So he got into politics. He owned AC Milan, as in Atletico Club Milan, one of Italy's major football teams, always in Serie A, equivalent of the Premier League. And it was almost bankrupt in the mid-80s till he bailed it out. He had publishing companies, advertising agencies, and there were not many billboards in Italy that he didn't own. Adverts and newspapers on the radio, all sorts, sending out leaflets. He bought the best players from AC Milan, and it went from strength to strength. So then he decided to get into politics. Forza Italia was his team, meaning Go Italy. He had himself elected to the European Parliament, and there were always lots of Italian journalists and television crews there, mostly filming him and providing him with solely eulogistic coverage. And so Forza Italia was the chant for the football team. And this is around just after the 1990 Italy World Cup. Admittedly, the newly reunited Germany won that one, but Italy had still performed very creditably then. And in 1994, I think they lost the final. So, okay, although they didn't carry off Il Coppo del Mundo, they nevertheless did very well. So he had three children with his mistress, and he married her subsequently after the three were born. That marriage later broke down, and he married somebody else. And he had one more child. He had six children in total, methinks. Italian politics is notoriously fissile. And he really benefited from the implosion of Democrazia Cristiana, Christian democracy, the main center-right party, which had prevailed in Italy, really since the end of the Second World War, to some extent CIA-backed. And enmeshed with the mafia, the only force that could keep the communists out. And all sorts of scandals came out about that in the late 90s, which led to its dissolution. So, and then Italian politics being very fissile, you need a coalition of several parties. He was in government a lot. I think 1994 was his first time as prime minister. Again, was it the late 90s? Again, 2001, but 2006 is his last stint. But he'd reconfigured his party. It was called like People of Liberty or the House of Liberties, and kept it going. So in the state in Sardinia, he became notorious for his Bunga Bunga parties, which are more or less like sex parties, gang bangs with much younger women. It was quite contentious when a 17-year-old Tunisian was there. And she, I think she was above the age of consent, but some people thought that was rather wretched, didn't quite pass the flinch test for them, that she was there. She allegedly was picked up by the police for being an illegal immigrant, and he made a phone call saying no, release her because she's the niece of a very prominent Tunisian politician, and there was a complete failure to distinguish between public and private. So he liked to dress up as a pirate. He was eventually convicted of tax evasion, meant to be awarded 3 years in prison, but got it reduced to community service. So a lot of people said that he was a crypto-fascist and so on, found him deeply distasteful. People didn't like his attitude to women and so on. He said that right-wing women were sexier. What else did he say? He briefly formed an alliance with Alessandro Mussolini's sort of a neo-fascist party. And what was the other one? Movimento Sociale Italiana, which is really a neo-fascist party. But he was certainly an ardent Europhile, which is meant to be an anti-fascist thing. I mean, to say he was a fascist, I think, is an insult and is just childishly hyperbolic, because he was not reopened concentration camps. He didn't forbid other political parties. I'm not sure he even cheated elections. There was no mass brutality by him. But he applauded the West's fight after 9/11 and said, this is a crusade, and some people say really bad word to choose. Our civilization is better than theirs. He amended the law to allow male members of the House of Savoy back into Italy, because remember, since that June 1946 referendum, when they'd done away with the monarchy, male members of the family weren't allowed in. We said even male Savoyards are allowed in. The man who would be king, Emanuele Filiberto, was allowed to come back from France. Controversially, his wife had appeared topless in a number of films, a French actress, and he said, well, the actress of today who's not been seen with her tits swinging in the breeze, please raise a hand. Come on, everyone does this. It's not in for a dig. So, so then he bowed out of politics about 10 years ago. But yeah, his reputation's often been mired in controversy. People said it was wrong of Blair to accept hospitality from him. Italy was obviously a NATO member. He never considered leaving that, the European Union. He also stretched out the hand of friendship and forbearance towards Russia, tried to build a more cordial relationship with the Putin regime. Alas, had a lack unsuccessful. He also apologized to the Libyans for some Italian actions during the colonial period, and he'd paid compensation to them. But perhaps he still viewed Libya as la quarta sponda. And really, this was due to some nefarious deals between his business conglomerates and the Gaddafi family. There were some very fat contracts involved in this. So anything about Mussolini, not Mussolini, my God, Berlusconi. So he's died at the age of 86 of, I think, is it lung failure? So that's his reputation is one which is highly contentious and is likely to remain so for some very considerable time. So they don't make them like him anymore. He was always upbeat. I never once saw him irked or dispirited. And that's what made him very alluring as a character, quite apart from perhaps the more unsavory aspects of some of his policies, some of his unpalatable utterances, like when he applauded Obama's election, saying, "Il è giovane, bello e abbronzato." He's young, handsome, and suntanned, which many people thought was racialist. So make sure you subscribe to the channel on Patreon, making sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. So please tell all your friends and neighbors, and remember, I do all sorts of subjects online, and help people with theses, dissertations, essays, elocution, interview practice, and so forth. And I'm a tour guide in London. Toodaloo.